Now, we've got Paul here today, and in a few minutes, he's going to be speaking to us on that topic, as I mentioned, what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But we thought we would do, before that today, we thought we would, since Paul's here, and Paul is the network senior pastor, looks after a whole Trinity network, we thought we might tell you a little bit about what's going on around the network today. Trinity Church Brighton, if you don't know, is part of a wider network of churches, and it's a network that seeks to plant more churches. In fact, I've got the vision for our network, our vision statement up here, which you might not have seen before, but this is what our network is all about, and you can see kind of the way it's formatted. It's something that we do in response to God's grace, and you can see at the end we do it for His glory. And what we do in the middle is the Trinity Network of Churches exists to plant a growing and healthy network of disciple-making churches and ministries across Adelaide and South Australia, and to send disciples into the world. That's what the Trinity Network is all about. In response to God's grace and for God's glory. And by God's grace, the Trinity Network has grown. The original Trinity Church in Trinity Church Adelaide was the first Trinity Church. It was sort of a church plant from the UK a long time ago. And over the last 20 years, there have been 14 Trinity churches started around our city. We've got a little map up here of where those different churches are. You can see it goes all the way from Para Hills and Golden Grove, all the way down to Woodcroft and Mount Barker, and then even has to have a little insert because the map's not big enough to fit in Victor Harbour, Trinity Church down at Victor Harbour as well. 14 churches, and it's wonderfully encouraging all these great churches that have started in the last 20 years around our network, or 25 years really it is. And just a little diagram here as well. You can see kind of where all those churches have come from. You can see we're up there on that second row, kind of towards the left, Trinity Church Brighton. We're actually the third church in the network after Aldgate was planted, then Brighton was planted in 2006, so almost 20 years ago. And you can see that we planted a church from here as well, Trinity Church Woodcroft, just over 5 years ago as well. And you can see a bit of the, you might call that the family tree of our network, what the Trinity Network's been all about. I'm going to invite Paul up, and it's fantastic to have Paul here today. Thank you. Paul, it's great to have you here, and I want to sort of, we're hearing about our network. Since you're here, we thought it'd be a great opportunity to just ask you, what are the concrete plans and things that are happening around our network at the moment and going forward?
Yep, sure. I wonder if we could get the map back up. That'd be really helpful. As Matt was just saying, we've been wanting to plant churches to disciple people, make disciples. That's our keen desire, and you can see the way in which that's panned out to date. There are two areas that are immediate plans that would be worthwhile drawing attention to. The inset, Victor Harbour, they are working really hard to plant down the coast to Goor. So they've already had a team meeting and praying, and they're ideally looking for a church planter to come on board to help, you know, be heading up the team to do that. But they've worked out a way of doing it with their resources within the church if that doesn't happen. So that's Goor, and a lot of that will start to take place next year. The other one we're working on is Mount Barker, which was a sort of a granddaughter plant. So when we went from the city to Aldgate down to Mount Barker. Mount Barker are looking to Murray Bridge and trying to think through how they could start a church in that sort of part of the world. They've got a few people that come from that area. It might be a bit different. We need, again, a church leader to start something in that sort of location. So they're two immediate sorts of plans, and you could be praying that God provides the people to head up those ministries. Over the recent months, I've been talking with Stephen George, who's the lead pastor out north, so the churches of Campbelltown, Modbury, Parry Hills, Golden Grove. He's been getting the senior pastors there together to think about the sort of five-year plan for north of the city, which is a gospel-poor part of our city. And they've got three church plants that they're hoping to see be put into place over the next 5 years. One of them is to actually see if we can move into a church planting location, Elizabeth or north of Elizabeth, Monopara, that sort of area. And they've got some concrete plans. So they have four churches cooperate to see that happening. And then there are two other plants, I won't go into the details of those, that they're keen to see happen over that period of time too. So it'd be great to be praying for them. This last week I caught up with Jeff Lynn, who's senior pastor in the City Church in Adelaide. So they've planted five times in the last 22 years or whatever. And we were talking together about how the city might plant out into the eastern suburbs somewhere in the next few years. Now, some of that's a little bit up in the air because we're not quite sure where site development's up to in the city, and that could be something else to think about as well as planting. So that could happen. So there's some of the immediate plans. When the board got together for some strategic planning thinking about 2 months ago now, I asked them, I said, we've been church planning for 20 years. Do you think we should keep doing it? Or maybe we should stop and think about doing it differently. And I genuinely thought it was time for us to ask serious questions about that. And the board said, you know, you're meant to be leading this network, not pouring cold water on it. In other words, they didn't put it quite like that. But they said, yeah, you're to be joking. Of course we should be. And they committed to seeing if we could see the number of churches in our network double in size over the next 10 years and to think through that. So that's an ambitious sort of a plan. Although if you go to the tree diagram, to the next diagram there, what you'll see is we are seeing churches planted that plant churches. So we wanted to have a culture of gospel multiplication. And so we thought, well, why not plant churches that in due course planted churches? And we didn't know if that was possible, but we thought it was a good thing to pray about and ask God to help us do. So we're really saying, look, if all these churches turned around and planted a church in the next 10 years, there you go. It's essentially done. Now, that may or may not be possible, but the big thing is not planting churches. The big thing is seeing how we take the gospel to more and more people in our city and our state. That's what we want to do. And we figure that church planting is a great way to go about that. So I really appreciate your prayers that God would be powerfully at work in front of us, preparing the field and particularly raising up key leaders who are going to lead the charge and pull these teams together, give them clarity and keenness to see God's word by his spirit impacting lives so that we see lots of men and women and children drawn into the kingdom. Yep, that's essentially it.
Oh, thank you, Paul. Very encouraging to hear what's going on. And thank you very much. We'll have Paul up in a few minutes to preach for us. How about I pray? Just, there's lots to give thanks for, I think, as we look at some of those pictures and we hear what Paul's talking about. And after I pray, I'm going to then get Mike to come up and pray for some other things in our church and around our world. We're then going to have Jenny come and read from the Bible for us, and then Paul's going to be up to preach. So how about I pray? God, we thank you that you have given us your grace, your gift of salvation in Jesus. And for the sake of your glory, we're excited by what's been happening around the Trinity Network. How exciting that there are 14 churches. Wouldn't it be fantastic to see many more, maybe even 28 in the next 10 years? Wouldn't that be fantastic? But Father, we know it's not, as Paul said, it's not particularly about a certain number of churches, but it's about lots of people having lots of places where they can come and where they can come and hear the good news of the gospel and hear the Bible taught and be trained in what it looks like and what it means to follow Jesus. We pray that would be at the core of our network as more churches are started. And we do pray that you would provide what's necessary, leaders and venues and people to start more churches, because we long for the gospel message to go forth in our city. I know, looking at some stats recently, that Adelaide, we might be the city of churches, but we're one of the poorest gospel cities in this country, and we'd love more people to come to know the good gospel of Jesus over what we're on about here. So we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.